Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutara Hypnosis at Ask Dr. Rhonda, where we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. This is our show sponsor is Mutara Hypnosis, which is located at 60 State Street, Boston, or by Skype. We work a lot by Skype and by telephone. Our webpage is www.mutarehypnosis.com. That's MutareHypnosis.com. You can reach us by clicking Contact Us on the webpage. If you're struggling to stay motivated toward a weight loss, an academic, or stop smoking goal, hypnosis can help. You have work, life, career stressing you out, can't sleep, hypnosis can help. There are no medication side effects associated with hypnosis. So it's certainly worth trying before you go the other way. Our phone number here in Boston or our East Coast time is 617-266-3057. This message is especially for overachievers. Remember, you can use your secret power to help someone else. Our guest on today's show is Dyfia Blount. She's living what a lot of us talk about, which is multiple streams of income. She's not putting all her eggs into one basket. She's doing what many very wealthy people talk about. She's an author, a publisher, a radio host, and also a credit counselor, which is why I've asked her to be on today's program. A lot of people struggle with debt. They get out of debt. They have a family issue or something else happens. They wind up back in debt again. Some people think they just have to give up and they're just going to be in debt forever. But that's what I wanted. I wanted Dyfia to talk to us today about and to share a little bit about how she got into this business. So I want to thank you, Dyfia, first of all, for being on the program this morning. Welcome, Dyfia Blount.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rhonda. I appreciate the invite.
Okay. Would you tell people a little bit about how you got into this field?
Okay, so I've been doing credit and collections for about 20 years or a little bit over. And actually, I got a job working in corporate accounting, and they pulled my credit report. And they were like, no, this isn't going to work. You have 90 days to fix this, or you will not, you know, be able to keep your job here. And I was in shock, of course, because I had maybe 40 pages of stuff on my credit. So I just got to work immediately, and they were so impressed that I was able to take care of that in 90 days. And it just took a lot of hard work and, you know, dedication, and it took money as well. So a lot of people think you can fix your credit without money. That's not true. These places that say they can repair your credit and you don't have to do anything or pay anything more, that is not true. Just depending on what your credit looks like. And I did it. And so, you know, when I did that, I was feeling like maybe I can help other people, you know. So I went ahead and started looking into how I can help other people and checking out all these other companies that talk about fixing your credit. And I actually didn't, you know, get the nerve to branch out on my own until I left my job in 2012. And that's when I branched out on my own and I started my company, Luxury for Less Credit Consulting. And it's moving, you know, slowly but surely. But, you know, my main focus is to help people get out of debt. So I know that the money's going to come in, you know, so I'm not worried about that. But, you know, my main focus is just to help people, you know, get back to the normal.
Would you tell us the name of your company again and how people can reach you?
The name of my company is Luxury for Less Credit Consulting. I'm actually on theyellowpages.com. I also have a website, www.dyfiablunt.com. And the reason why I don't have Luxury for Less as my website is because I do other things, as Dr. Rhonda said before. I do publishing and I'm an author as well. So I combine them all into one, and you can get those services there. And you can also reach me at dyfiablunt@gmail.com, and my number is 757-276-3328.
Okay, thank you for sharing that information, because you never know who's listening who might be struggling with a credit issue. What does an ideal client look like to you when somebody comes to you? Who are you looking for as a client?
I'm looking for someone who is serious about fixing their credit. Now, I know everybody has other priorities, but I need you to understand that you're going to put this amount of money aside for savings and, you know, budgeting, and you know, you're going to put this amount of time into actually fixing your credit. I have three different programs where one of them, you know, I kind of just assist you with budgeting. The second one, I assist you with, you know, fixing your credit, tell you what you need to do, and then you can do it. And then the last program, I actually do everything for you. So you would sign an affidavit giving me, you know, right to speak on your behalf, and then I will actually do everything for you, and you just sit back and watch the results.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's a common issue people come to you with? Are they already real serious trouble?
Mm-hmm. The common, they're already in serious trouble. Most of the time, it's a lot of, like, student loan debt. They're looking towards filing bankruptcy, or, you know, and most of the times when they're looking towards filing bankruptcy, they think that it's a quick, and most of the time they don't even need to file bankruptcy. And with the bankruptcy laws, they can't even file bankruptcy because they don't have enough debt. But some people just look at their credit and say, oh, I owe $10,000 out and I can't afford, you know, they won't let you file bankruptcy with $10,000. It's not going to happen. So, you know, you just need to look over it. And most of it is like medical bills and things of that nature. And one thing that I've learned, and I'm going to give a piece of jewel away today on your show, that you can fight those medical bills because of the HIPAA law. That they always give you that disclosure about the HIPAA laws. You need to read that because you can actually fight that being on your credit just from those laws. So a lot of people need to look into that.
Ooh, that is a hidden jewel. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of, about half of bankruptcies are as a result of medical situations. So it isn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, people think, oh, it's folks running up their credit card bills. It's people using their credit card bills to live because they had an accident,
right.
or an injury, or they got sick.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's a really important.
And we just
sign
those HIPAA, you know, we just sign that and mm-hmm. just keep moving. We never really read
mm-hmm.
it.
read something we sign? What a silly idea.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get into this. this problem. I also appreciate your saying information about the student loans. Some people think that they discharge a student loan through bankruptcy, which you and I know you can't.
No, ma'am.
You student loans carry go with you to the grave. You if
mm-hmm.
you take so you have to figure out how to pay back those student loans. There is no way currently out of them.
But there are a lot of options that really help you. They have some, you know, low income that, you know, they'll
mm-hmm.
bring your payments down to $5 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
just to help you, you know, while you're going through. They have forbearance and they have, you know, deference if you're in school. So there are a lot of different options that you just have to look at it and look for it. You know, stop thinking
mm-hmm.
that this is the end of the world and actually do some research. Google is your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people forget. They assume that because the school or because the loan has demanded payment, that you have to pay that amount in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these places are looking for a negotiation. So this
yes.
is an area where for the fraidy cats, you know, who might think that they, you know, they're afraid to call these companies and say, look, you know, I've got a problem, or I got sick, or I lost my job, or whatever. I need to renegotiate.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you as a credit counselor would take care of, but you have to be paid
right.
to do that, you know, so this is a step.
Absolutely.
Both,
and
you know.
And I do taxes as well. So a lot of people, I always ask my tax customers, do you have any student loan debt? And they're like, oh, no. And I think they say no because they don't want to tell me that side of their business. You know, they're like, you're just doing my taxes. What do you care? But as soon as they come and their money is supposed to hit the bank direct deposit and it's not there,
mm-hmm.
they're calling
mm-hmm.
me. And I go look
mm-hmm.
it up and I say, oh, IRS took it for your student loan debt.
Oh,
you know, that
oh.
you said you didn't have.
mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
they
then
will,
that's when
right.
they want to learn more
mm-hmm.
about how can I fix that? How can I get my money? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I asked you beforehand
mm-hmm.
so that we could take care of it beforehand, but you told
mm-hmm.
me no.
okay. So, and this is an issue I run into in my business as well, where you ask people the question, and because of shame or whatever
mm-hmm.
is going in their mind, they don't tell a professional who could help them before
exactly.
something hits the fan. So this is very important,
mm-hmm.
having these discussions. Tell people once again how they can reach out to you, Dafia.
They can reach out to me at my website, www.dafiablunt.com. You can email me at dafiablunt@gmail.com. And my number is 757-276-3328.
Okay, so that gives people an option of somebody else to talk to. And some people don't like to work with local folk. They'd rather work somebody further away who know is not in their social circle. Although professionals don't talk
Absolutely.
Anyhow, because we would lose our business if we talked about stuff. We
right.
don't talk anyhow. But mm-hmm. We change the names to protect the guilty. will you tell a story, and we have a couple of minutes left, tell a story about how your work has helped someone else.
Oh, wow. I have a customer. I've had a lot of customers that, you know, worked on their credit, and sometimes, you know, they get in a bind or whatever. But I have this one customer that I always have to talk about her. She came to me, and she was in despair. Her credit score was like 450-something, and she was like, I just don't know where to turn. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And about a year and a half, we worked on her credit. I told her what to do. I helped her, you know, call and make payment arrangements for her, made settlements for on her behalf. And a year and a half later, she's still texting me to this day every month when she gets her credit report to show me how her score is steadily going up. She has a score well over 700 now. I mean,
wow.
She's my friend now. You know, she's
mm-hmm.
my friend. So
mm-hmm.
her score is well over 700. She has an American Express card with no limit. And that's just... Right, so she's just like, I'm telling everybody about you, and a lot of my people have come from, you know, her referral and word of mouth.
I think a lot of people don't understand that, first of all, there's anything they can do, or they know they bought this, or they paid for that. Maybe they had a job then, they got laid off, and, you know, but part of the process is being able to actually talk about what the problem is, so then you can get help. If you won't talk, you can't get help. Next thing you know, they're slapping a paperwork on your house or other thing, or you go outside, your car is gone, because they're taking those things. If you owe substantial amounts of money, they, you know, even if it isn't worth the actual amount that you owe. These things can be attached.
Right.
They have these foreclosures on people's homes who owe, you know, 4 or 5 months payment. It takes a long time to go through the process, but it's nothing near the value of the home. But you have to talk about it. I really appreciate your sharing that information with listeners. But also, would you tell us just a little bit more about how the process works? If I call you up and I say I'm in debt, now how do we work through some of the process so people recognize it?
Well, the first thing I would tell them to do is get, you know, a copy of their Three Borough credit report, or I can either pull it for them. And the first process is disputing the items on your credit report that shouldn't be there. So I would go over with you the things that, you know, you feel like are not supposed to be there. If it's over 7 years old, they have to remove it. And also the dispute process is it's a beautiful thing, because if you have debt that's over 3 or 4 years old, usually they don't want to take time to look it up and, you know, give you an answer, and the credit bureau requires them to get back to them within 30 days. So if they don't get back to them within that 30 days, they have to remove it off your credit report, whether you owe it or not.
Oh, another hidden jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, a double dipping we are, so, you know.
Yes.
But you have to fight it or dispute it, if you prefer that word.
Absolutely. Then we get those results back, then we'll go from there, whatever is left, and then, you know, we'll work as whatever is priority and what you're trying to do. So if you're trying to buy a house or something like that, I know that they don't look at, you know, the medical bills so much, so we won't, you know, worry about those. We'll tackle judgments and things of that nature first. So that's how we go about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing just a little bit about the credit counseling business you run, and how it can be so helpful to other people. Debt is not a reason to despair. There are ways to get out. There were ways you got in. There were ways to get out. And most places would rather negotiate on the front end than get nothing if something untoward happens to you. And also, we talked by the phone that sometimes people think they owe debt for a spouse. Do you owe debt for a spouse?
It depends on if you inquired the debt together.
Mm-hmm.
And or if it's debt that they had previously. And also, there are some laws that can help you get out of paying those things, too. You just have to do research, like I said, or go to a consultant.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like
I appreciate it. Hey, nothing wrong with that, because you need help from professionals. Sometimes we have this craziest one, there's American bootstrapping. I can do it all by myself. We cannot
right.
do it all by ourselves. So thank you, Dyfia, for being on our program today.
You're welcome.
And listen next week to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.